If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Sarah Leonard Legacy Properties, a Sarah Leonard Group. Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Mike Epping, CenterGuard Plumbing. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good afternoon, everybody. We start the show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago. Chicago.
The Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Thank you to Mr. Ennett for throwing it over to us. Let's go around the horn here. Late show today due to, I said due to.
That's the first where you bring up poop on the show before me.
Due to exciting Northwestern football. The four wins, they're almost bowl eligible, so congratulations to the Cats. We'll go left to right here. Sarah Leonard, Sarah Leonard Legacy Properties. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am great. New home sales surged 12.3% month over month in September. Largest jump since August of 2022. Rates are above 8%. First time in 23 years we've seen sales surging like this with 8% mortgages.
Yeah.
And builders are giving unbelievable closing cost credits to move their inventory. So
I think that's directly related as to why those sales would be up. I probably have four or five buyers under contract now for new construction, and not one of them is paying market rate. They've all been bought down from the builder.
All right. Let's discuss that in more detail, because I have a couple listeners who go absolutely sideways when I talk about closing cost credits, but the builders are using them.
Yes.
Which means they are a valuable tool to move real estate
in this market.
What else are you going to be talking about?
If you have a property that you've inherited or is an estate that you are involved in, what that process looks like, mm-hmm. how to get a cash offer on your home, and just the market as a whole.
Sell it as is with all the tchotchkes and the schmutz and everything in there.
Yes, sir.
And all the chazerai.
That's right.
That's Yiddish for of stuff that nobody else doesn't want. Well, it's another word.
It's tchotchke.
Tchotchke is kind of like knickknacks.
I know what it is.
All right, Irish guy.
Is that a Yiddish?
He's like, I had a lot of Jewish friends growing up here when I was in Austin, and when I was Irish in Austin. Not a lot of Jews in Austin anymore.
There's not.
All right. You want any other definitions of Yiddish words before we go?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
If our listeners want to reach out to you, Sarah,
I'm sure you'll keep using them.
I'm sure
after
I will.
After this, they won't, so we're good there.
What's your phone number?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Elwood Park was the listener that called.
Yeah.
Was,
I love it.
We'll talk about that later. That was a great story. A shout out to our boys in Elmwood Park, 60-year-old men in Elmwood Park trying to sell homes.
EP.
Yep, EP. All right, we've got Janelle Iacino.
Hello.
It's been a while.
I know.
Last time you were on, I don't think I was hosting.
No.
Might have been out of town. Wendy was in here.
It's been forever since I've actually seen you.
I know.
Yeah. It's nice to be back.
We are celebrating Joe's life next weekend.
Oh.
So if you'd like to come in to have a shot
of
tequila,
we've got
a bottle that I bought last year to celebrate Joe's life.
I'll
so please come in and celebrate with us.
I celebrate him every day. His orchid is still going strong.
Mine dropped dead as soon as I got it back.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. I put the ice cube in. They're like,
maybe it's because Joe loved me more than you.
Probably. No, there's no question about that. Well, there's a wolf, an actual red wolf loose in the West Loop I told you about.
I know. This is crazy.
Getting plump and happy on rats.
Yep.
And this is a true story. A buddy of mine, Abe Caban, from another radio station, posted pictures just last night of this red wolf, beautiful wolf, just prancing around the West Loop.
Yeah, like, there's
hanging out.
There's plenty for it to eat. I mean, yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. And then, of course, that reminded me of one of the times I was on the beach up north this summer. I saw a coyote snatch a rat, a really big one. And they're right out there. There's right plenty of stuff for them to eat. But
right, well, getting ready for dinner, cooking dinner at home. That's a great dinner conversation.
But besides rats, I do want to talk about what people can do now to prevent invasions from box elder bugs, stink bugs, Asian beetles. All that, all those pests fall into a category we call overwintering pests. And now is the time of year you go around the outside of the house and do some best practices so you can prevent a plague from happening in the spring.
Okay,
so,
phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS, or you can go to rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
Michael Epping from CenterGuard Plumbing, your guy Dan came out to our home. He noticed a leak that we had in our new construction home of a Kohler piece of equipment. He didn't install, you guys didn't do any of the plumbing on the original work, which I wish you would have, because you wouldn't be in my house 2 years later of a new build fixing all the other plumber's work that was done improperly. But he said, hey, it's a defective part. My daughter had a leak in one of the, in her faucet, in her bathroom. And you guys didn't put it in, but put in the claim. The parts came, and you're going to fix it. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, we do that with all manufacturers. Kohler's one of them. Moen, American Standard. If it, you know, lifetime warranties on most of those products.
Yeah.
So people being aware that those warranties are in place, if you've got an honest plumbing company that comes out, you really shouldn't have to pay for the part itself.
No, they well, you guys put the claim in. They drop shipped it at our house. Elise is like my wife, Elise, that's her name. Well, and my girlfriend's name's Elise, which is really ironic. Yeah. It's a lot easier. Don't get them mixed up. Note to all men out there, get a girlfriend the same name as your wife. Then you can't screw it up, all right?
It's a great life lesson.
Right. Share that with your three-year-old son, Sarah, as he gets older.
Great.
So, but, you know, she's like, when are you going to see Mike? I'm like, about an hour and a half. So you're going to hook up your guy to give him to give my wife a call to get him back
in
there.
Yeah, we'll get him scheduled for sure.
Figure it up. So thank you. What else are you going to be talking about?
Last time I was on, I wanted to get to some plumbing things that you can do for preventative maintenance to get your home ready for winter. So that's what I want to go over with the listeners.
Phone number?
847-406-8883 or WJNPlumber.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, Opum Tax Resolutions.
No.
Advocates.
Advocates.
Wow.
Thank God you changed
the
name.
We used to be Resolution. Why aren't I, that's a good segue here, David, because why aren't I Resolutions anymore? Because we do so much more than that now.
Oh.
We used to be Resolutions because we helped people resolve their tax problems. But now we advocate for people even before they have tax problems.
Oh.
And so that's why we've emerged as advocates rather
than...
It's
so all-inclusive now.
Yeah. It's, again, because we got so much experience helping people with tax problems. Now, and I learned, well, how can we stop them from happening in the future? Well, now I can help people who don't have tax problems. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of having them. Now we can show you how to go about structuring your business, tax planning, things to avoid fighting the IRS. Fight them first.
Well, you're welcome then.
Fight back now.
Thank God you brought that up, David.
Thank God I screwed up the name of his company twice.
You did it on purpose.
It was perfectly timed. He didn't even know I did it on purpose. That's how smooth it was. And I drive up and back with him and spend God knows how many hours a week with him talking to him. You think I would know the name of his company, which I do. I just on purpose did it wrong. So
it was perfect.
You're just a genius.
You never make mistakes accidentally.
Right. It's always done on purpose. Phone number. What are you going to be talking about other than that?
A couple things I want to talk about today. One thing I want to talk about is the taxing authorities, the Illinois Department of Revenue and the IRS. They are coming out of hibernation, right? Because people are kind of, they've been kind of lulled into this sense of security because they haven't come out for the last 3 years since COVID. So everybody thinks, well, I guess if I owe that, they'll just leave me alone. And they're not leaving people. They're more aggressive now. There's things I've seen in the last month I haven't seen in 4 or 5 years.
Well, here They will leave you alone until they don't leave you alone.
Right. Exactly.
Then you're in exactly. trouble.
And here's the best part. If you have a license through IDFPR, yes. the Illinois Department yes. of Professional Regulations, which is basically everybody that does anything in the state of Illinois that need a license to have a business.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they will pull your license and you're out of business until you pay them whatever you owe them.
Exactly.
Which is what you told me on the way down, which completely...
I had one person. I found out what they owe $197,
and they pulled the license.
You're kidding?
And they pulled your license.
That's petty.
Wow. It was a realtor. So
that's Illinois.
Wow.
Hey, petty is petty's their middle name. they say, hey, we sent you a bunch of notices. You gotta don't ignore them. Open them up and pay. That's what's wrong with the state of health. But that's what I'm going to talk about.
Phone number. That's the only thing.
664-6649 or go to WGNTaxman.com. Sign up for my newsletter. And I was going to say my newsletter, but the email newsletter.
We'll edit that out when we go live. Don't worry about it.
Fight back now.
Anyway, it's free. Go there.
Just say fight back now so I can go to break.
Fight back now.
312-981-720. I'm like, you can't even get email out. Say it with me. Email.
Do you say email? I don't know. It's
312-981-720.
For techies.
7200 Megapros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Sarah Leonard. I want to throw a question out to you I received this week of somebody moving who wants to turn their home into a rental and asked me if they thought my opinion was a good idea. And I'll tell them I'll share what I shared with them, and I would like you to add on top of that, all right?
Great.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN, and I made a promise to Mary, who runs this place, that we will hit the brakes at the top and the bottom of the hour on time. Mm. So we have to, or else I'm going to get 50 lashes, all right, with a wet noodle. And those hurt. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. All right, Sarah, so here is a situation.
Okay.
I'm getting three of these calls a week. I live in a home that has a ridiculously low rate. I just saw a statistic today. 90% of homeowners have rates under 5%. Hmm. 70% of those homeowners have rates under 4%. And 25% of those homeowners have rates under 3%. Hmm. So when you put that as the starting point, okay, the homeowners I'm speaking with have a ton of equity in their home. They have a ridiculously low rate. They have a ridiculously low monthly payment. And they're getting calls from their friends saying, hey, do you have any rental opportunities in your neighborhoods? Because we want to get into your school district. Now, the people that have been calling me have a lot of equity in their home and they want to get out of Illinois, mm-hmm. but they don't want to necessarily sell their homes. So they're like, what do you think about us renting our home? So here's my checklist, right?
Yep.
Number one, do you want to be a landlord? Do you have the mental capacity to be a landlord?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first question they have to ask. What does that mean? That means that at 2 a.m. when the toilet's overflowing, are you ready to get the call that there's water coming out of the toilet and going all over the place? So do you have a set list of service providers to call at 2 a.m. to fix whatever's going wrong? Electric, water, gas, plumbing. Okay, so that's important too. Number three, do you want to access, which I strongly advise, the equity in your home before you turn it into a rental property? Because once you turn it into a rental property, there's other lending rules that go into effect.
Right.
So definitely pop out a home equity line of credit before you turn it into a rental property.
Right.
And four, is there anybody locally that could keep an eye on your property mm-hmm. while you're hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away?
Right.
That's my checklist. And I said, it's on you.
Right.
If you can meet, if you're ready mentally, we tap out the HELOC before you rent it. You have a list of service providers, and somebody goes over there to check it. Yeah, it's a great idea. No problem.
Right.
And then here's the most important thing. you do a deep dive on your renters to make sure that you're renting to solid renters and you're not renting to deadbeats where you're chasing after them, because to try to kick somebody out of a rental in Illinois, forget about it. Okay, so that's my checklist. What do you think?
I think there's just a lot of unknowns when it comes to being a landlord.
Yeah.
So I have 7 rental properties myself. I'm closing on another one in about 2 weeks. And having more than one, if one tenant doesn't pay rent, you can kind of, you know, you have other ways to make up for it. When you're just doing it for one property, it
cash
is risky.
Yeah.
You know, and really, how much are you going to make each month? Because each month, let's just say you're making $300, right? But then your furnace goes out. When you look at those things, it's like, how long are you going to hold it for? And that's usually the conversation I have with my clients. If you're talking about keeping this for 10 years, probably not a bad idea. If you're talking about trying it for a year or two, I can't say that's a good idea for a short-term hold.
Okay.
Because what if they don't pay on time? There's all the what ifs, right?
And what if the market shifts and goes down?
Well, sure. That's the other thing. So if you could sell now and you know where the market's at, you see the opportunity and the values right now, capitalize on that. Because let's just say you have a bad experience. It takes you 18 months to decide you don't want to do it. What is the market going to be then, right? So then you've lost money and you're selling your house at a lower price. So
sure.
There's just a lot of risk in that. And
in a market where there's more inventory, which will potentially drive the price down.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's just when the market will stabilize, and then, you know, we get a normal supply and demand, which we haven't had in 4 years.
Well, there you go. Okay, so there's the answer, listeners. And I wanted you to answer it. I'm glad you're here, so I can make a video of this, which our team over here on my right, the crackpot staff is going to make a video, so I can. Julian and Michael, they're great, and I'm going to fire it out to all of our listeners who call in. I'm gonna like, we had that conversation,
right?
Here's what we talked about, and this is something for everybody that is considering doing what we just talked about. These are things you need to consider.
That's right.
And think about before you put your house on the market.
It's the stuff you don't think about. Like when when the tenant calls with all these little things, it's just the time and money you have to spend to correct those things. It's, you know, furnace replacement is like relatively simple, but it's all of the little things.
$7,000 to $8,000.
Well, right. But it's like, it's easily done.
Sure.
Versus calling a plumber and trying to figure out, like, this just happened, cutting holes in a ceiling. And then it's all the things that come with that. Them being upset, having to try and do the cosmetic work afterwards.
Forget
There's
about
so
it.
Much.
I got to hit a break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Benny, we hit the first break on time. Get a gold star. Put it up there. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Home Sweet Home Chicago hotline, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to go to news and be back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Estate sales. You start people passing away and their families don't want to deal with it. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we have a lot of calls from listeners that they do. They either are on as an executor or they inherit a property and they just don't know where to start. Even just from finding an attorney to help them through the process to what do we do with the belongings inside. So just wanted to touch on that. Usually the best first step is to call and have us out to your house to really get a plan together. I just met with a client last week and they were going to spend so much money emptying things out, getting a dumpster, hiring workers, tearing out the bathrooms. And it turns out like the house needs maybe $2,000 of refreshing, but people just don't know where to start.
They don't know what they don't know.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They thought they'd have to do all of these things they really don't have to do. I think the other really overwhelming thing for people is what to do with the belongings. So we've got incredible charities that we work with. We've got junk removers where they bring the workers in and they'll remove things for you, which takes all of the headache away.
Yep.
Because people think they have got to get a dumpster and then they've got to find the manpower to move it.
Well, plus you have all the emotional equity tied up in somebody passing away. And it might have been the home that you grew up with that you now have to dispose of. And the home is still in the shape that you moved out of it 20 years ago because your parents didn't change anything. You still got your bed that your twin bed or your bunk bed that you and your brothers or sisters used to sleep in. So You have the emotional component of that that our listeners don't even consider until you're in the middle of that storm.
Well, and the problem is when you're dealing with all of the stress from this, you know, after that's happened, they can't grieve or mourn or go through any of those emotions because there's so many things that have to get taken care of. It's just, and it's a lonely situation, right?
Yep.
I feel like so many people get into it and then realize I'm never going to do this to my family. And then they, you know, make changes at that point. So there's a lot of things you can do ahead of time and we can help you with so that you don't have to carry that burden on your own.
So somebody is listening right now. You know your parents are sick. You know your parents are in hospice. You know your parents haven't been doing well and have had medical challenges. Is now the time to start looking to get an investigative type of analysis and a market analysis? An investigative. Look at that. I made up a word.
Whoa.
That was pretty good. I just went right through it. I had to stop and give myself credit for that word I just made. Is that a word, Steve?
Not a word.
Okay, and now is. Well, that's added to the Hawk vocabulary. Okay, so you know that things aren't going good. I'll give you a perfect example.
Yeah.
My, we did a reverse mortgage for a family member of mine, okay, 2 years ago. Father passed away. Mother's living there. Mother started having major, major medical challenges. Mm-hmm. Couldn't get up and down the stairs. It was a split level on the North Shore.
Yeah.
Okay. And now that would probably have been a good idea to start the investigation and the preliminary moves, right, to call you, the realtor, to start to, hey, what's this place worth? What do we need to do, not need to do, and go from there?
Yeah, I think just having things compartmentalized and knowing what's ahead of them is part of the challenge. It's the unknown that just freaks people out. And it is a huge weight to carry, you know, to try and unload this and really not know where to begin and to feel like you have to go through every item in the house. And there's just so much that comes along with it. So we can really help work you through. We even had somebody that we gave them a referral for a professional organizer that came in and helped go through that stuff. I mean, there's some really reasonably priced people that can just help make that process less painful. So that's something that I find when we do it, people after we meet, they're like, I am just so grateful because I feel so much less stressed out.
Sure.
So that's really what we come in and try to accomplish.
Major relief.
Absolutely.
All right. What's the phone number for our listeners to reach out if they've got questions about that while it's still fresh in their head?
Yeah. 224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
All right. Now, we still have a couple more minutes before the break, and I just want you to cover the closing cost credits that the sellers are doing on new builds. So these are the builders.
Yes.
Which are taking money out of the profit of their build.
Right.
To incentivize, that is a word, counselor, incentivize, I don't even have to look over because I know that word, incentivize buyers to buy their inventory so it's not sitting because they see what's coming in the future, the softening of the market with the lower with the lower volume of buyers out there due to the higher rates.
Yep.
So what are you seeing actually in the field every day?
We are seeing builders taking it upon themselves to buy down interest rates. So if the rates were at 5%, how many people would raise their hand and feel more comfortable buying a home? I think that we'd see a lot of hands go up. And so the builders are trying to make that a possibility for them to secure sales in their community. I don't think I have a single buyer with new construction under contract now that doesn't have somebody who's willing to do that.
Uh-huh.
And they can use that to buy down the rate, which most people are. You can use that toward doing upgrades or all kinds of different things. But it's really smart on their part because they find the one objection, which is typically that, and then they're trying to offset it. I mean, they're paying $30,000 to $50,000 to buy down some of these rates and make that a possibility.
Well, you have to have, and they have to meet Fannie, Freddie, and FHA, VA rules on closing cost credits, right? So 5% down, up to 10% down on a Fannie, Freddie loan, you get a 3% of the purchase price closing cost credit. Over 10% down to 24.99, you could get up to a 6% closing cost credit. After 25%, you could get, I think it's 9%. FHA, VA, it's 6%. So FHA is 6%. I think VA is 3%. I have to check on the
VA.
Now
that you just confused everybody, let's move on.
Right. So, but
that was great.
No, but you have to qualify. All because somebody's going to give you $50,000.
Exactly right.
You still have to qualify. And I'll tell you another great tool is the 2-1 buy down.
Yeah.
Which is a phenomenal, with rates at the eights, and this is something for you to think about, Janelle, because you're looking to buy a home. The first year would be at 6%. The note rate's at 8%. The first year you pay at 6%. The second year you pay at 7%. And then the third through 27%, you pay at 8%. Mm. The builder, in this case, or the seller,
right,
would give you a closing cost credit to make up the difference between the 6% and the 8% the first year, and the 7% and the 8% the second year.
And how confident would you be in the next 24 months rate?
Very.
Exactly. That you'd absolutely have to, you could refinance out of that and not get to that 8%
wow.
in 24 months.
It's a great tool.
Yeah, never absolutely.
I'm just glad I know people like you, because this stuff is all foreign to me.
It's a great tool that our listeners need to be aware of to take advantage of this market that we're entering into.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be softness coming ahead. Mm-hmm. Consumer debt's through the roof. Credit card debt's through the roof. Student loans are back. Auto loan, subprime auto loans are at a 6% default and at the highest rate ever. I don't give a toot what the GDP says, 4.9%. That's great. People are spending money with money they don't have on things they don't need. So when you start seeing that, Steve, how many of your clients are trucking companies that have gone bankrupt in the past couple of years?
We've talked about it. It's happening. Commercial bankruptcies are up 30%.
Your nephew is a freight forwarder.
Yep.
He does freight. He moves freight. How difficult is it to find a trucking company still in business nowadays?
And he's worried about it every day. So
every day.
Yeah. I might mention, you know, as rates go up, people get creative, and this stuff is all, you
absolutely
know, when it's at 3%, I mean, everybody's kind of, sellers are at to say, hey, this is what the price is. You're going to buy it or you're not.
Yeah.
But as things go up, people start getting creative and finding ways
out. You
need out.
To advocate
yes.
for your clients.
Oh, look at that.
Sarah
for the win.
Zero.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thank you very much.
3129, and we're going to break. 312, I'm getting teamed up on. I feel bullied. 312-981, I'm throwing the bully flag out there. 312-981-72, I'm telling the teacher. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, that's a MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions, talking about how you can protect yourself going into the winter so you don't have challenges when we come out of this thing in the spring. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bob Surratt won't even go near bat poop.
What? Oh, well.
I'm just saying, John Williams, award-winning John Williams.
Oh, the topic, you mean.
Yeah, he's not touching it either, to either talk about or touch it. And no way, Lisa Dent would be your closest.
Yeah.
Because she's a farm girl.
I think Wendy and I have talked about it.
Wendy, but I'm just talking, the only person on this radio station that would probably know about bat poop would be your best choice would be Lisa Dent.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
she's a farm girl.
Yeah.
And
makes
she lives
sense.
On a farm.
Yeah.
Right. She's got a pet pig.
She does have a pet pig who
oh,
she paints
it's
his
so
nails.
Cute. Yeah, really
oh my sweet. Gosh.
Gives the pig a pedicure.
You know,
obviously, if you don't, that's like.
It's a piggy cure.
Yeah.
Piggy cure. No, look at you, Mr. Wordsmith.
Lipstick on a pig.
There you go.
Literally.
Investigative.
It's a word. Investigative. It's a five-syllable word, Mike. Look up Webster's next year. I just created a word. You're yeah. welcome. All right, Janelle Iacchino, we got bugs going into hibernation.
Yeah.
Almost. Well, we're getting ready there.
We're getting there, yeah.
Listen, there's been some Halloweens that it's been 30 degrees outside, yeah. sleeting sideways. There's been other Halloweens. I was in a duck costume one year. Donald Duck, don't judge. I look great.
Oh, my God.
And I got all these knuckleheads in my neighborhood going, nice costume.
Nice.
Loser. As I'm pushing my daughter, I'm like father of the year right here.
Aww.
6 pounds in that duck outfit. You don't know. At this time of year, we could be 20 degrees.
Either way.
We could be at 80
yeah,
degrees. It's crazy, right?
So that's why I wanted to talk now about some things that people can do before the S word hits the ground. But yeah, box elder bugs. Who knows about that? I would love for people to call in and ask me questions about this, because these are the plague right now. And I'm going to talk about why in a second here. But first of all, what are they? Box elder bugs. They are classified as an overwintering pest. They are an occasional invader. They're a crop pest. So the reason why we see them this time of year is because farmers harvest their fields. They cut their crops down. And depending on what they grow, you know how farmers in Illinois will rotate their crops, either soy or corn most of the time, right? Different years and different crops attract different invasive species. The last 2 years, we had stink bug plagues, right? Everybody was like, what the heck is this alien thing with a shield on it? And like,
they are disgusting.
I know. So disgusting. Let's be honest. But yeah.
Stink.
But box elder bugs are very much the same characteristic of a pest where once crops are harvested, they're displaced. They have nowhere to go. And the closest thing they can fly to is a building structure. And they tend to love basking in the sun. So you'll happen to see them on the south and west sides of your house. And, and on the break, we were talking about how do you get rid of them? I know a ton of people who use Dawn dish soap, and they'll just spray the outside of the house. And that creates like a slippery surface and kind of cuts their chitin, dissolves their chitin, which is their protective exoskeleton, if you will. And it kind of desiccates them. It'll make them die eventually. But how do you actually get rid of them? Because that gets them off of your house. But then, you know, if you've got foliage around the outside of your house, you haven't raked the leaves, you've got some foliage happening, that creates harborage for these kinds of pests and also for rodents too.
Got a question.
Yeah.
So I'm in Northbrook.
Yep.
My in-laws used to live in Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
And next to them, there was a farm field that they grew for research, some type of research, right? A company owned it, and it's going to be farms forever. And all around it, all the other fields were blown out,
yep.
And it's all houses now. Okay, so I could see those little bugs, those little ugly bastards, flying from the soybean and corn fields over to their home. They were all over the place in their home in Lincolnshire. But I'm 15 miles away in Northbrook, and we have them there.
Yeah.
So they could fly that far.
They just ride the wind, baby.
Really? Okay.
I mean, they can
really
fly.
They don't
just crawl. They can fly. And
okay,
so
I didn't realize that.
They will go wherever they seek shelter. So if you don't do anything now, basically, if you were to leave them infesting the outside of your house, they will eventually crawl up underneath the siding in little nooks and crannies around windows and doors. And they actually will hide in the voids, in the wall voids, all winter long. And they go into this diapause, you know, hibernation state, if you will. And then in the spring, once the sun is warming up the building, they pop out. You'll start to see them in the windows. You'll see them on your sliding glass door. And it's like, where are these things coming from? It's winter. I shouldn't have bugs. Well, that's because if you didn't do anything in the fall, then they're just going to be coming out of the woodwork in the spring. So now is what we tell people. Now is when we tell people to do something on the outside, a perimeter treatment, to kind of put an invisible barrier on the outside of the house to prevent anything from crawling up into those nooks and crannies. And that'll take care of things, not just box elder bugs, but stink bugs, Asian beetles, which are the ladybug imposters. They're those orange, brownish ones that smell bad, and they actually bite too. They're not fun.
So we got a minute before the break. Again, I want to be two for two. I want to get yelled at or get nasty. I want to get an email saying, you think you could hit the break on time?
Yeah.
Right? One of those?
Yeah.
Like, yep, we got it. Mm-hmm. So
you're a radio professional.
I know I'm a part-time radio professional, somewhat. It depends what depends on your definition of professional. So these are the bugs. Coming back out of the break, because we're like right up against the break. I don't want you to dive too deep into something. So we'll come back. You're going to give our listeners detailed instructions.
Yeah.
On what to do to plug the gaps in their home to minimize what the infestation and the awakening in the spring.
Exactly.
When it starts warming up. And even in the wintertime, if it's a sunny, listen, it could be 30 degrees, 40 degrees. Is that warm enough for them to start activating again in the wintertime?
If the sun is out and it's beating on the house, that will wake them up. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so 312-981-7200. We have Mary and Carol Stream has rodents in her second floor apartment.
Ooh.
So short of me telling Mary to move, you could probably help Mary to find another apartment. You could probably help Mary with that
Absolutely.
Challenge as well.
All Absolutely. Right.
We're going to take a quick break. No, we're not. We're going to go to traffic and news from the Northwestern. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I'm hosting Black Friday again because I did such a great job the past two Black Fridays. And I'm obviously smoking getting in out of breaks today. 312.
And they have nobody else.
And they have nobody else. That's right. So you got that to look forward to. So, you know, in case you didn't know, I'm hosting again on Black Friday. We're going to crush it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ron Brown, we're going to throw it over to you in the newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I know we're going to get to how to button up your home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a little work on getting these rejoins shortened. How to button up your home for the winter. But Mary from Carroll Stream called in about rodents in her apartment. How are you, Mary?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. You've got a question for Janelle.
I do. Okay. I moved in like at the end of August, and the ceiling, it doesn't leak. It just drips every now and then. And then when I look down, there's these white droplets with little white things in them. And it does it over the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink. And then I hear all these noises, and I'm not kidding you, I found claw marks, literally, on some wood tables of mine. And then in my makeup, I had to throw all that out. There's claw marks, but there's these little red droppings. I don't know. Well, they're not droppings. They're hard. And they look like burnt red. I don't know if it's wood or not. And then one night, I heard click, 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 and I got up the next morning, and the whole inside of the kitchen sink, which is, you know, that metal, had all these scratch marks all over it. So I don't know. Is it a bird? Is it a rodent? Is it a squirrel? Is it a... I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Have you been up in the attic, Mary?
No, because it's an apartment, and I can't go up in the attic.
Have you told the landlord?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they don't want to...
The dripping thing, of course, when they came, it didn't drip the ceiling. It doesn't do it all the time.
Sure. Well, there's got to be something up in that attic, and the only
How do you know it's an attic? She said second floor. She's renting an apartment.
Yeah, there's a floor above me.
Oh, there is. Okay, sorry. I should have asked how many
floors.
Way
to pay attention to the show.
So how many floors are in the building, Mary?
Three.
Okay, so, and are you friendly with your neighbor upstairs to where you could ask, like, hey,
I did.
Okay, and what did they say?
They said, no, they don't have any issues. I said, okay, thank you, but I think she has three cats. I'm like, Could that cause anything?
It could. If it is a rodent situation, the cats...
Staying away from the cats.
The smell of the cats alone will keep the rodents from invading that unit, but the indication, or what's the scratching, that indicates that something's in the walls, and... if you're hearing scratching noises, it's either got to be, you know, rodents of some sort, or it could even be bats sometimes.
Oh,
but I know, but
but red poop.
It's not. That doesn't ring a bell. And and rodent droppings would be dark brown.
Eating the wood.
I mean,
maybe somewhere.
It's possible that rodents would be tearing things apart and chewing things to make nesting material if they're in the walls, but that doesn't sound like a dropping color that would come from a bat or a rodent. Yeah, so basically you got to get someone to take a look in the structure to really figure out what's going on here.
Do you handle Carroll Stream?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike, you want to answer?
I'm just wondering if she knows somebody that has a GoPro camera or a trail camera.
Oh,
you
could
just put it somewhere where you could see the sink, and you'll actually see what's causing the problem.
Yeah, do you have any camera that you could put out there, Mary?
Yeah, I used my cell phone one night, and then it died.
Oh, no.
After an hour.
All right, can you give Mary a call to see what's going on?
Yeah, Mary, let's get in touch after the show, and I can have someone at least come and take a look and see if we can tell something from the outside or, from within your unit.
Well, management let me do that. That's what my issue is. I don't know.
I mean, if they're not going to do something and you're living there...
you could go into Mary's apartment. Management can't block you from going into Mary's apartment.
Correct.
Yeah, Mary. And, and if that's the case, Stephen A. Leahy will come out to be Gina Liacino's bodyguard.
Her advocate.
Her advocate.
There we go. No, Mary, I can at least send you one of my inspectors just to take a look and see if we can tell anything. Yeah.
All right, Mary.
Okay, I would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You feel better?
I do.
Well, not yet.
Well,
No,
she's going to have somebody come out and look at it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of peace of mind right
all
now.
Right, you like cats, Mary?
Yeah, they're okay.
Well, you might want to think about getting a couple of cats. Your neighbor's not having problems. I'm just trying to.
I know.
All right, you could adopt a cat, get a free cat from Anti-Cruelty Society. Knock those red poop dropping rats out of the way.
Wow.
All right, hang on, Mary. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get Patrick to pick you up for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and get your information so Janelle could follow up after the show.
Awesome.
Let's talk about preventative measures before the break for winter to keep these bugs out.
Yeah, so a couple of things that, not many people would think about. It's kind of a no-brainer, but as you're kind of buttoning things up before snow hits the ground, take a walk around the perimeter of your property, rake back any leaves or debris that might be touching the foundation, because that acts as harborage materials and nesting materials for rodents and all sorts of insects as well, spiders and predatory things like centipedes, which are my personal nightmare.
They give me the willies. They really do.
A couple things to look for. The weather stripping underneath your doors, your garage door and your screen doors, the main doors to your house. If you see any light or crack or crevice that is the size of a dime or larger, that is big enough for a rodent to get in. And, I mean, obviously big enough for any insect to crawl through, too. So, and that's a cheap fix. You know, you can get weather stripping door sweeps or any kind of that thing at a home supply store. So that's a cheap way to preventatively do some best practices. But also trim back any bushes or branches that might be touching the house. Those act as highways for squirrels and all kinds of critters into your attic space and whatnot. So make sure nothing, no brush is touching the house. And then take a look at your screens and the way your storm windows are sealing as well. Because sometimes, certain windows, they don't close the right way. You have to really, adjust the top part of the window and the bottom to get a good seal. But that'll also help with your heat bills, too, and make sure that you're not wasting energy. But just some of those good practices, making sure no holes are in your screens, and check, specifically where utility wires might come into your building or stovepipes or dryer vents. I mean, those are all frequently accessed spaces that we see birds and other critters get into constantly.
Phone numbers, if our listeners want to reach out, will you offer this service, a visual inspection? Do you charge a fee for that? Do you come out?
No, if you guys want, we free quotes all day, every day.
Okay.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. And if something is a situation like Mary's where we can't tell over the phone what's going on,
sure,
I will send an inspector out. We'll take a look and then we actually will give you a customized proposal. If you want to go with it, fine. But we're here to help and be a resource.
Do you have a division that rents cats?
No, but
Bob about it.
We are good friends with the Treehouse and, of course, the Humane Society, and we love that they rent feral cats out when they have the inventory to control rat populations in the city. I think it's a brilliant thing to use nature against nature. I'm an advocate for using... I'm an advocate too, Stephen, not just you. I'm an advocate for using praying mantises in your yard for, natural insect control and whatnot, too. So there are ways to go about things without harmful chemicals, and people should know that. It's pest management these days it's nothing like it used to be in the 80s and 90s. The harsh chemicals that they used to use back then don't even exist today because the EPA has everything so carefully regulated for sensitive environments.
No more fun, those EPA folks. They take all the fun out of way of killing things.
There are actually ways that you can solve a problem at the root, but just by fixing things structurally.
And safety.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't want to pollute your family and make anybody hurt. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS will route you to the closest office. We have 11 going on 13 branches, so we more than likely service your area. We're all throughout the state of Indiana as well.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Thank you. on AM 720 WGN. We're going to come back with Stephen A. Leahy from Opum Tax Advocates. Used to be Resolutions, so don't confuse it because he changed name 2 years ago, Janelle, as if you didn't know. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. We'll be back after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham! What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
it's
exactly
like a Batman
right.
cartoon where you go... Bah, bah, bah.
Not true.
But that just solidified my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
Yeah, I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Well done, Ben. I got it right here. Then fire. Benny, I'm hitting the fight back now. It's not going. All right, now we got to fix that. So much for that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Our conversations down are very informative for me because I learn a lot. I know it looks like I'm falling asleep while driving. But I'm actually
kind of scary.
I'm actually listening to what you're saying because I'm forced to. I turn the radio up as loud as I can, but you still come through the radio.
I think last time I was on, someone said I was yelling.
Yes. No, yes.
I was here for that, yes.
I don't yell.
It's passion, people. Yeah. It's passion.
Loud. Right. You talk loud. No, but I learned a lot about, you talked about trucking companies going out of business. I was on another show, another station earlier this week, where somebody called in and said they took a side route and saw a bunch of box trailers, vans just sitting there, which are the tractor trailers that are the piece of equipment that the produce or whatever goes into, the products go into that's pulled with the trailer, right? Those are called empty vans or boxes, if you will, sitting empty in a part of Northeast Northwest Indiana, Southeast Chicago, right? Where back in the day when things were rock and rolling, those box trucks were rolling and those vans were attached to power and rolling. And that's a true indicator and indication of what's really happening in the economy. If those trucks aren't moving, those vans aren't moving, those trailers aren't moving, they're not carrying a product to a warehouse or to a transfer station. And people that are working in those facilities are not going to be working for much longer. And then you need people to make those products in the factories. And if the trailers aren't moving the stuff, it'll all start backing up. So.
Absolutely. And I love when we talk here and all the people who have their businesses, because you see what's happening out there, right? You could see trends, things I haven't seen for some years. And I think I talked a little bit about this, that the Illinois Department of Revenue starts coming after people. I have more liens
this is
coming
incredible.
Out more than ever. I have more, you know, that I haven't seen in some years. And all of a sudden you start seeing it all the time because times are changing, right? Things change. And, you know, the government is starting to take action against people.
And you said that, I said, why? And you're like, all of the stops, the COVID restrictions have been lifted. So all the stops and all the restrictions have been eliminated. So now they've got full access to come after you. You got 41 months of a reprieve, and everybody got lost in their la-la land.
Exactly.
And this is like, oh, this is exactly. The greatest thing. We don't have to pay our mortgage. We don't have to pay our student loan. Everything's free. I'm getting money dropped into my bank account.
I'm not paying my taxes.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then guess what? Reality sets in. You have to make your mortgage payment. You have to start making student loan payments. And you go to get a car. Your car is costing you $800 to $1,000 more. So now the IDFPR is reporting all of that to the state of Illinois tax body. And they're coming after you.
Right. The Illinois Department of Revenue goes to them. This is what happens in Illinois, and that's why it's very difficult to deal with the Illinois Department of Revenue, because they have so much leverage over you. As you mentioned earlier, in Illinois, you need a license to do just about anything, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to braid hair, you have a license, right? You want to
cut hair?
Realtors,
right. Plumbers.
Mortgage. Plumbers. You have to have a license.
You need a license to be the bug lady.
You need a license to be an artist at a pop-up, too, apparently.
Yeah. So if you want to do that, which means make money and make a living, then you better pay your taxes. And if you don't, the Illinois Department of Revenue, and again, people, I help people with the IRS, and then they, people sometimes conflate the two, say, Attorney Leahy, what about the Illinois Department of Revenue? It's like, well, you hired me with the IRS. Now, I usually include that in my...
You're a good guy.
Well, because we package deal now.
He's an advocate.
He's an advocate. Exactly. Right, thank you.
But here's the thing. With the state of Illinois, there's not a lot I can do because they don't bargain with you, right? You can call them and set up an installment agreement, but if you don't, well, they can start getting the wage levy. Then there's no bargaining with them. The federal government... IRS, if they levy your wages, you can call them and say, hey, let's work something out, and they'll work something out with you, and they'll stop the levy. Illinois Department of Revenue, no. If you get a wage levy against you, they are not dropping that wage levy until they're paid.
I know you specialize in Illinois because you're based out of Illinois. Do you know what the rules are of other states that the signal goes to, namely Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan,
I've helped people
Iowa.
In all those states with their state governments.
Is it similarly as restrictive, right? If you owe them money, they're going to come after you because they're broke like Illinois?
Yeah, well, okay. Illinois again, because I am here in Illinois, so I see it more, and I know that they. Now, again, I have dealt with the Illinois Department of Revenue and their collections, and worked out deals with people. But you got to get in front of it with Illinois, because if you don't, first I'll send it to a collection agency, and
there goes 50 to 100 points off your credit score.
And not only that, they charge you. Right? You're not going to pay your... I can't tell you. Everybody tells me the same thing. Well, I don't mind paying my taxes, but with the penalties and interest, I don't want to pay that. Well, then you better pay them on time.
Better pay your taxes.
Because if you don't pay them on time, that's what's going to happen. You're going to get penalties and interest. And, you know, if they didn't, then you would be telling your friends, I owed them some money. I never paid them. It was easy to solve. Well, when it's not easy to solve, and it's not, right, you're going to tell your friends, don't ever owe them money because it's terrible. It'll be a nightmare.
I got to hit a break so I don't get in trouble. Okay. But what I want you to cover is a lot of realtors listen to the show. And I want you to dive deep into how you're helping realtors protect themselves against themselves. Because, you know, you just sold, you know, $10 million worth of real estate. Great. You had a pretty decent year, $20 million. And you were supposed to file quarterlies, and you didn't. And here comes the freight train, and it's a freight train of bad.
So just leave it here. What are realtors? They're business people. They're in business. And you got to treat it that way.
All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. More from Stephen A. Leahy from Open Tax Advocates after the news at the bottom of the hour.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Get Ben Anderson, everybody. Production expert.
I love the music for the show today.
Nice job.
It's banging.
Right? Banging Ben. 312. I came out wrong.
Yeah, it did.
312-981-7200. I'm glad I didn't throw it over.
I use the same costume every year for Halloween.
Right.
You know what that is?
Tax man.
No. You know what it is.
You're the hot dog.
The hot dog guy, yes, because I have a hot dog stand I put out for Halloween. So it's a community event on the that I've been doing it for over 20 years that I give our community, mostly kids, right? The law firm does it. It's a promotional,
mm-hmm.
and give hot dogs away. So if you're up in the
Bannockburn area?
Yeah, Bannockburn, Deerfield, Route 22.
You do it in
area.
Front of your house?
I do it near the, yes,
okay,
near the corner, near the entrance, west entrance of Delmar Woods, which is in Deerfield. So if you're
Bannockburn's
up around there,
biggest wiener, everybody.
I'm not going to adopt that moniker.
I could go many different directions.
Yes, yes, it could.
But it's a family show, and I'll keep it clean. But the problem is, if the kids don't eat it right away and they put it in their trick-or-treat bag, it gets really messy.
Yeah.
Because he's got the entire fixings there.
I do.
With the relish.
Best hot dog you ever had.
Nice.
With everything. All right, let's get back to 1099 employees. You have a lot of realtors.
Yes.
In your repertoire.
So I was mentioning this in the break here. We were talking about realtors. But 1099 people in particular, you'll know if you are a 1099 employee, if you receive, you can't call them a 1099 employees because you're not an employee, right? Used to, 2 years ago, you got a 1099 miscellaneous. Now you get a 1099 NEC, what they call it, non-employee compensation. Why did they change? Because this 1099 NEC is actually just this box seven of the. I know I get.
Way to dive deep.
I know. But you said do a deep dive.
I'm waiting for Sarah Leonard to go, you lost everybody.
Of the miscellaneous. Well, no, this will get them. Because why that is important is if you were in box seven, you owe self-employment tax. And so the IRS used to be buried in there. The IRS couldn't really tell if you had to pay that. But now with an NEC, if you get a 1099 NEC, you also owe self-employment tax. So electronically, they compare your tax return and see if you filed the self-employment tax form with your tax return. They know it automatically. So if you don't pay it, you used to be able to kind of, a lot of realtors wouldn't pay their self-employment tax. And so now you have to. Right. And if you don't, they do what they call a correspondence audit. And they send you a letter and says, here's what you said. This is what we found. Right. Tell us why we're wrong. And, of course, they're not wrong. So you're going to pay tax.
So whose fault is it then? Is it the tax preparer that they hired to prepare their taxes? Or most of the time that you're seeing, a lot of these 1099 NECs don't have a tax preparer and they're winging it.
Yes. And I don't know if they don't know that they have self. A lot of realtors, for instance, don't consider themselves a business. But you are. That's why you get a 1099. You're an independent contractor. Yep. You're not an employee. Employees, when your employer that pays half of your Social Security and half of your Medicare, right? When you're in business for yourself, you got to pay the whole thing. 15.3% of your wages go towards self-employment. Okay? And that maybe people don't understand that, but if you are a 1099 independent contractor, you should know that because they're not going to let you forget it anymore. And so everything's now electronic. The IRS is really moving towards comparing this electronic comparison. AI is involved, right? So they're a lot of this money that you've heard that they're going to hire 80,000 new people, a lot of that money is not going to go to people. It's going to go to
computers, right?
Software, you know, machine learning, AI, and that they can do so much more with that with the money than just hiring people to sit and look at tax returns. That's not the way it's done anymore. And so things you used to be able to bury, you can't bury anymore. So if you're a 1099 independent contractor, take ownership of it and address it. You can do things to lower your tax bill. You can and start treating yourself as a business because you are. And so recognize that. And there's things you can do. You can incorporate. You can become an employee. You can lower your self-employment tax that way. There's things you can do. Tax planning, things you can do.
Got a quick question for you before the break. Student loan payments resumed October 1st. Okay, everybody knows that. 37% of households are having difficulties paying expenses, which is up from 32% in September. Okay, these are October numbers that came out with a financial newsletter I follow. Okay, this is the highest reading since October of 2022. So the families, the listeners, right, the financial challenges that our listeners are having in their families is getting more and more intense because of inflation and because of the student loan payments and because they just are getting backed up. They're buying stuff that they don't need with money they don't have, okay?
It sounds like our government.
Well, I know that. But he always dives into this. I always say that when people stop spending things they don't need with money they don't have, we'll get better. But we haven't gotten there yet, okay? We're going into holiday season, okay, right? We're 30 days away from Black Friday or, you know, where everybody goes crazy after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. okay? We're going to load even more money on our credit cards buying things that we don't need with money we don't have. And then come January, it's bankruptcy season and divorce season. It's noted, it's documented, it's what happens.
Yep.
What should our listeners do in the next 2 minutes before the break to prepare themselves what are the signs that they need to realize? that they don't want to file bankruptcy because they think they're a failure, and you're not a failure. Okay, it's just a fact of life. And we have bankruptcy out there specifically to help you and, more importantly, your family. And it's not about you. It's about the 2, 3, 4 kids and your wife or your husband and the grandparents in the basement and your and everybody you're taking care of. What can you tell them in the next 60 seconds before the break to let them know that bankruptcy is not a bad thing?
Well, that's a difficult
You only got a minute.
That's
to do
difficult
it, to
because, you know, first off, I help people with bankruptcy. My advice to people generally is avoid it as if you can. Right. It's that one. You've got that one card. You can use it every 7 years. But most people, one time in a lifetime is too much. Right.
Right.
And so they don't want to do it. And as you said, they're afraid of it. So but there's things sometimes you can do to avoid it. So try to avoid it. If you see it coming,
it's too late. It's too late. Steve, I'm telling you right now. There are listeners out there that the tidal wave has already crashed over them.
Yep.
They're 30, 60 days late on their mortgage payments. They've got their car repossessed. Their credit cards are maxed out. There's no place else to go. They've got the 401k loan out on their 401k. They've tapped into that. There's no money left. So what should they do?
So I'm going to tell you this, though. Before you start touching your 401k or any money, before you do that, that's when you should talk to somebody.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because that money's protected and you don't have to use it to pay your debt, right? If that's not saving you, don't use it.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's the one thing I would tell people.
All right.
Don't get some advice about what's protected and what's not. Because some assets are protected and some aren't.
Okay.
And one is retirement. Yeah. Right, you're the only person that could touch your retirement. Person is your government, right? So your government can come and take your 401k, but other creditors cannot.
All right, well, that's valuable information right there. For listeners who want to reach out to you, fight back now. What's the best number to get you?
Well, fightbacknow.com. Also, you can call me at 312-664-6649. Call me. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. You know, always reach out. It gets because you don't know about it. I do. So I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, coming up next. And it's still not firing, Ben. We got to figure out why. Fight back now! It's not firing on my screen.
You're going to get that little 3-year-old.
I know. The 3-year-old's running around. Fight back now! In his diaper, pooping all over the house. 312-981-7200. Because he does with such force, it pushes things. Fight back now!
Wow.
312-981. I've got three girls. That's the Hochberg trait. They run around, fight back now. And they used to just go to the bathroom when they were plugged up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We got Mike Epping, Sounder Guard Plumbing coming up next. Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I was sweating in my costume. I went as Donald Duck. With all the guys laughing at me, walking as I'm pushing my daughter for Halloween on the 31st, sweating my rear end off.
You were sweating your tail feathers off?
I was sweating my tail. Sweating everything. It's like a freaking oven in there.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Michael Epping, I got a texter in here. If I buy a toilet from a big box store, will Center Guard Plumbing install it?
Yes, absolutely.
You have no problems installing other?
No, it will still warranty the labor portion of the installation.
Okay.
We'll warranty that for you, but if you don't purchase it from us, we don't take it back to the store and return it if it fails.
Okay.
But the labor is covered for a year.
Is there any reason a toilet from a big box store or a sink from a big box store won't fit when you take the old sink and the old toilet out, or would extra work need to be done?
It really depends. Like, if I start with the
answer.
Yeah. I advocate for using a tape measure. If you're going to go to a home center and you're going to buy a toilet, everyone thinks that a toilet's a toilet, a toilet.
Sure. Every toilet's the same.
It's not the case. So what you want to do if you're going to buy that toilet is actually take a tape measure out and measure from the wall to the bolts where it bolts to the floor.
Mm.
And what you'll find is you're either going to have, it can be off by a half inch, but it's either going to be a 10, a 12, or a 14 inch. And 90% of the people don't realize that is an option. So if you ever walk into a house and you go to use the bathroom and the tank of the toilet is like 4 inches off the wall. I don't know if any of you have ever seen that. I have. That's because their plumber, when they built the house, put the rough in at 14 inches. Well, if you buy a 12-inch toilet, you're going to have a giant gap back there. So you really want to make sure you buy the right toilet. You could send a picture, you know, with a tape measure. We could tell you if it's in the middle, say it's 13 inches, you know, then you we can tell you which toilet you need to buy from the home center.
All right. I want to cover what you did, my experience real quick. I built a home 2 years ago, brand new home, right? Knocked down an old home, put up a little shack, and you know, a new home, okay? Stop laughing. All right, it's a little bigger than a little shack, maybe three shacks. And my wife wanted, or maybe four.
Don't you have like 100 bathrooms in there?
Relax. More than one, less than 10. Don't be a jerk because you'll never be invited over.
Oh.
You're already on the no fly zone.
I noticed he didn't have his summer party this year.
I did notice
he hates
that.
All of us.
No. I did. You just weren't.
How dare you?
I had a great time.
Breaking news.
I am so hurt.
Okay. Well, it goes to show you might want to stop the barbs. Freaking arrows coming at me during the show. So we had, and wife wanted a tankless toilet. So we got a tankless toilet. The tankless toilet never worked from day one. It wouldn't stop running. So I used to have to push the little panel in there to make it stop running. The builder sent the plumber back out that installed it. He took the fake plate off and he looked in. He's like, everything's fine. There's nothing wrong here. There's just not enough room to put in this thing that we need to put in order to make it stop running. I'm like, then why'd you guys install in the first place? Like, you wanted it. That's what we did. I'm like, okay, put it up. After a year, you come on the show, right?
Yep.
I'm like, Mike, I got this. I'm having challenges going on with this thing. Could you come out? You send out Dan. He pulls off the faceplate. I told him what the other guy said. He's like, I'm like, that's not a good... You don't want the plumber to say, when they pull something off. I'm like, what's up? He's like, well, number one, you're missing parts. I'm like, what are you talking about? The other guy said that all the parts are in there and he didn't have room. He's like, that's a lie. You're missing parts. There's a part that goes here. There's a part that goes there. And once I install these parts, it'll stop running, right? God knows how many hundreds of dollars I've wasted on water going down that tank. Sure enough, took a couple, 3 weeks for the supply center to send it in. Dan puts it in. You push the button and it flushes. Okay, so kudos. Yep. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Well, hold on. Gets better. Okay. Goes upstairs into my wife's bath because, you know, I don't sit in. But who takes a bath? You're bathing in dirty water. Guy, shower. We won't go into the bath thing. But my
wife for that.
My wife's got the plunger thing, right, that stops the water.
Yeah.
Right? So Dan takes it apart. It wasn't working. A year and a half into this house, 2 years into this house, Dan's like, it's missing these parts. He's like, who installed this stuff? I'm like, I don't know. The builder's plumber came in. He's like, it's missing this, this, and this. He pulls up the schematic that looks like the parts exploded on the paper. He's like, you're missing this, this, and this. Presses some buttons, orders it right there. He's like, of course it's not working. It's not installed properly. So I will tell you from firsthand experience, I'm telling you as a realtor that deals with this all the time.
Right.
You and your team are outstanding because you fixed the crappy job that that the builder's plumber who built my house, he did a great job building the house. It's just the plumber did a horrible job in some of my bathrooms and some of my fixtures. He did a half rear end job installing it because he I don't know what was happening.
There's 26 bathrooms. He got tired.
It was 23. All right. Where so many lost count. Let's stay in your lane. All right. I don't go after what's going on in your.
You're not going to be invited to the summer party, Sarah.
You're off the list.
And we got a winter party coming up.
Out.
Yeah, winter party. Cross off Sarah Leonard, Miss Big Mouth. All right, but truthfully, I just wanted to thank you because now I have a plumber I could trust. I have a plumber I could rely upon, and that speaks volumes, especially in your industry.
Yeah.
That has got good and a lot of good and a lot of bad, and a lot of bad was full of. And he told me to my face that there's nothing that can be done, and your guy pops the lip off there. It pops the touch plate off and says, oh, yeah, it's not even installed properly. Let me get the three or four missing pieces here, and he fixed it. So thank you very much for that.
Wow.
No, I can't thank you enough for you to say that, and on our behalf, that means a lot to me.
Well,
I appreciate it.
Well, it's true, and not only am I saying that. Linda, Downers Grove, you got 2 minutes before the break. You want to say something about Mike?
Well, I had Center Guard come over and put in a hot water tank. I called on Tuesday. They came on Wednesday. Wordy and Kevin, they just did a great job. I had a small little drip. They fixed that. It was just a great experience.
Well, thank you, Linda. That's great.
Yeah.
I appreciate
to you guys all the time, and that's where I got the number to call, so I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for listening. And that Little Drip, ironically, was the name of my high school band in first grade. It's a whole other story. I can't go into it for obvious reasons, but what do you want to say to Linda, Michael?
Linda, I just want to thank you for the business and the opportunity you gave us to come out and give us a chance to help you, and I'm just really glad we did a great job for you. I'll pass that along to Kevin and Wardy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, Linda. Well, there you go. You got two shout-outs. You didn't know I was going to do this,
no.
And plus we got the part. Here's another thing. We had a fault, and this wasn't the plumber's fault previous. We had faulty Kohler in one of our bathrooms, one of our 26 bathrooms, of course. We had faulty product. It was It wouldn't stop dripping. Dan looked at it. He's like, okay, I think this will fix it. He came back out the next time. He checked it. He's like, it's still doing it. We got to order new parts. Bing, bang, boom, went on his phone, ordered the parts, which were under warranty, showed up at our house. My wife, as I'm coming out, as I'm leaving the house, when's the next time you're going to see Mike? The parts are in. I'm like, in about an hour. So the parts are in. Your team's going to call my wife and get that set up. But even on parts that you didn't install, you told me that they're under warranty, and Kohler backed it up and dropped it off at my house, which is huge.
Yeah, a lot of companies do not do that. You know, they're going to actually try to sell you something. Oh, you need a new faucet. We don't do that. If we can actually get a part for you and save you the expense of replacing that fixture, that's great. But the next step to that is if we can take a warrantied product that the homeowner's not even aware they have a warranty on.
Had no clue.
And, you know, save them that money to get the free part sent to you. Yeah, just being honest.
Well, then that's why your business is booming and you're awesome. And I got to hit a break. I'm already a minute late. I'm going to get in trouble. This is Home Snow Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. More from Mike Epping after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Next week, we're back to our regularly scheduled program at 10 o'clock after Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200. Natalie in Chicago, you've got a question for Mike.
Okay, good afternoon. I have a leak. It's a bathroom above it. It's in my den on the first floor in one corner. It's not much. It's like a drip. It doesn't even fill up. It won't even fill up half or a fourth of an 8-ounce bottle of water.
Over what period of time, Natalie?
It just started last Saturday, and then it stopped for 4 days. Then it started back.
All right.
Okay, all right, cool. Natalie, I have a question for you. Have you noticed any pattern, whether somebody is showering in that bathroom that might be causing it, or flushing a toilet, anything?
There is a little moisture and a drip in the shower upstairs in the bathroom right above it on the top floor.
Okay.
On the first floor in the den, it's right beneath, and it's just one corner of the den. So I need a good plumber. I need an idea. What do I do? I'm in Chicago. What do I do?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 847-406-8883. We would be happy to come out and diagnose it, just so you know, going in. It's normally either the shower or the toilet. Very rarely do we find, you know, leaking to the floor, below it. Excuse me, through the vanity. So I would say it's probably one of those two things. If you want to call the office and schedule an appointment, we'll be happy to come out and fix that for you.
Okay, so call the office on Monday.
You can actually call right now.
Phone
it's
number
847-406-8883, and we'll be able to help you. I appreciate it.
Did you get that, Natalie?
Okay.
Did you get
yes.
That? What's
thank
the number?
You.
Well, do me a favor.
847, I got it.
Well, repeat it.
406-8883.
That's it.
All right, Natalie Sharp.
She's, I listen.
We appreciate it.
So does Stephen A. Leahy, but that doesn't mean anything. Hey, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Getting ready for winter. I know that's your topic for today. Silcocks are a big topic. It's my favorite.
They always
wait,
what
are. What did you say? What are they?
Silcocks. Outside silcocks. David's favorite plumbing term.
You're that is a real word.
What is that?
It's where you hook your hose on outside. It could be an outside
spigot. Can you spell it and use it in a sentence?
Oh, boy.
It's a real word. It is silcox. Every time Mike comes on, I drop the silcox on him. But it's where you connect your outside hose to the water source, right? Otherwise known as a spigot.
That's what I call it. That's what normal people call it, I think, right?
Okay, well, we're not normal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We're definitely not normal.
What was the word I came up with earlier? Impossibility?
I have it written down.
I'm sure. Okay, so weather's changed. I just heard.
It's five syllables, everybody.
I know it was. The weather on Monday night.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be 31 degrees.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're starting to dance on that dance floor. Okay, and we know that that
winter is coming.
And it's a little Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
Wait, Game of Thrones, too. So give us some tips.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. First of all, I'd like to thank Gerald. He's the one that actually texted in the last show when I was unable to talk to him live, but I did send him this email, and he actually asked me if it was smart to leave his fixtures dripping.
That's another one.
Absolutely, you want to do that.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely. Let that drip, and by having that water constantly flowing, it'll keep it from freezing completely.
Inside your home.
So if your kitchen sink, the kitchen's always the biggest one, besides the outside spigots.
Okay.
The kitchen, because they're normally on an outside wall. As you walk into a kitchen, normally you've got a window above the sink. That's normally where you would have your problem. So if you leave that drip, it will actually help to prevent it from freezing. Now, if you have an Arctic blast of 20 below, it's not going to help you. Most things aren't going to help you. The other big tip, too, would be to leave the doors open.
Uh-huh.
On that kitchen cabinet, a vanity cabinet, whatever it may be. So those are the things people kind of already know about.
To get the air circulating.
Correct.
To get the heat.
You
want to
let that heat get in there. If you know you've got a problem, and this blows my mind, but we've gone back to homes 3 out of 5 years and fixed almost the same repair we fixed the first couple times. And if they would just do this, obviously we don't mind charging people to fix something.
Right.
But, you know, if you open up that cabinet and you can feel that draft hitting you, you want to get a good, safe, you know, little space heater.
Yep.
And when it really gets cold at night, you can plug that in. That will also help. And the other option you have, especially with outside spigots, if you've got a finished basement, anywhere where it's a finished area, just cut a hole in there, a small hole, and buy yourself a little heat vent. You know, it's going to be a fake, you know, heat vent, basically. So all you're going to do is screw or caulk that to the ceiling or the wall, wherever that is, and that'll allow that warmth in your home to get to that fixture and keep it from freezing.
Okay.
So what we do is we actually carry those with us. If we've got to make access, you know, here, we'll just put, instead of you paying someone to re-drywall it, you know it's a problem area, let's take it, you know, make it so it's not a problem area anymore.
My previous home was built in the 60s. The upstairs master bathroom. And I call it master, so stay in your lane. The upstairs master bathroom, our plumbing for the toilet, and the two sinks in our bathroom were on the outside wall. Crazy. Okay, so whenever we got that 1 or 2 or 3 weeks in the winter where we had the Arctic blast, and we all know what I'm talking about because we all know
winter is coming,
and we know we're going to get the 30 below with the wind chill. Okay, we know it's coming. So my wife and I always opened the doors, and we put a space heater in there to just get I got the hair going. That's a whole nother story for another show after midnight. But you know, we just to keep it warm, and we shut the door. Challenge is when you got to get up to go because you know you get old, you got prostate challenges, Steve. You know what I'm talking about, and you got to go to the bathroom 3 times a night. You open the door and you almost take off a cabinet door. So you got to be aware when you're a little groggy, but that's the only way because the water froze.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank God my pipes didn't break, but I had to.
And you're lucky. And you know why they didn't break is because of the age of the home. You said it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
It's galvanized plumbing.
Okay.
So the only good thing about galvanized plumbing is it normally doesn't freeze and rupture like copper would.
Ah.
But galvanized causes you a whole bunch of other problems. So
yeah, like I'm going through now, like memory loss and twitching. because of all the zinc that's in my system. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
847-406-8883 or WGNplumber.com.
All right. We got tons of text messages that we are going to get to all of them after this break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, and that was a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy will be back next Saturday in Steve's seat that he's keeping warm right now. It's tough for Jeremy to make it down with his 12 kids. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Land.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Land? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records Landecker. Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, I'm starting to think you're right about that.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
No idea.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogle. Oh, One year. November
3.
Aww. Yeah, we're going to have a, we're going to raise a glass to him next weekend.
I will be there if you invite me.
Well, you're always invited.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to get through security, but you're always invited.
I promise I won't bring bugs.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Mike, you wanted to throw a holiday gift idea out there.
Yeah, I just wanted to say to all the listeners out there, instead of giving somebody, you know, a gift you know they don't need, you go to your friends and family's homes, you see they might have a plumbing issue. If you want to call Center Guard, we will mail them, you know, a nice Christmas envelope with the gift card in it for Center Guard, and we're going to give you 10%. So if you go with a $100 purchase, it's $110. If it's a $1,000 purchase for something like a water heater or something like that, you would get $100. So we're going to run that through the end of the year.
All right. That's awesome. So the phone numbers for our listeners to call to take advantage of that opportunity.
847-406-8883.
All right. Here we go. Round robin. David, how long does it take to get a credit card after we apply? They're talking about the secured credit card with Kane County Teachers Credit Union. About 2 weeks to process the credit card. What is the best cleaner to get rid of streaks on glass shower doors? We used Wet and Forget for showers on it. It worked great on tile, and since then, even Windex doesn't help. Do you have any idea, our plumbers, to get that streaks out?
I've always heard that water mixed with a little bit of vinegar will take care of anything glass.
All right. Anything glass? Ladies, want to chime in?
I'd agree. Vinegar.
Vinegar? All right. There you go. Professional help. I need a professional organizer. You had mentioned that earlier. Do you work with a professional organizer?
Yeah, I can send. You said that you did as well, right?
Yeah, we have some great resources for the North Shore and North Burbs, too.
All right, we'll get you hooked up there. 847 Box Elder Blugs.
Yeah.
Box. Box Elder Bugs always show up where it's very sunny.
Yes, that's true. They love to bask in the sun. South and west sides of the house are going to always get hit the worst.
847, another 847. Will electric, don't laugh, let me get through the text.
Okay.
Will electric bug zappers get them? How about Windex outdoor spray or Wet and Forget spray for box elder bugs? You've got a three-part question there. So will an electric bug zapper zap box elder bugs?
No.
Okay. How about Windex outdoor spray? Have you ever heard of this?
No. And, you know, I know there are
getting
some...
all upset here. All right.
I'm just like, I'm stuttering. I'm so like, if you're going to spend that much money on a gallon of Windex for the outside of your house for one knockdown, why wouldn't you just hire a professional that uses the proper product? Windex is not meant to be used like that. And always follow the label. The label is the law. And that's why you have a professional actually get to the root of the problem.
And I would think that you would do the same for Wet and Forget outdoor spray as well?
Yeah.
For bugs.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean,
wasn't that the name of your high school band?
That was the name of my house. Well, no.
Well played.
It was actually my band.
Sarah 2. Act is 0.
Wow.
Sarah's microphone is off.
Oh, man.
Sarah 2, Hawk 1.
Hey, I wanted to say about that box elder bug situation, too. I know it is a nuisance. Let's be honest. It's scary.
It's a major problem.
Yeah. However, if you let it go and they get up into the voids of your house, that's a potential electrical fire hazard. So this is not like all pests, you know. Yeah, we know what we know, maybe, but there's a lot more. There's deeper reasons why you hire a professional when you have a pest situation, and that's one of them. I mean, you don't want these things getting into the wall voids.
Yeah, and it being just like an annoyance.
Yeah.
Right.
Stay calm. 815.
Okay, here we go.
So what do I do? Box elder and Asian beetles is mix a few ounces of dish soap into a few gallons of warm water into a hand pump sprayer that will knock them out and protect those gaps around windows, doors, etc. 815-MIKE.
So Dawn dish soap is not a residual product, which means that it is going to knock down anything that's present there, but it's not going to leave enough of a residue to protect or prevent more from landing on the house. So unless you're out there every single week with your 2-gallon sprayer of Dawn dish soap, like you might think about something more permanent as a fix.
All right. Sounds like Mary needs a camera. We talked about Mary. That was Mike's idea. Thank you for that great idea. Any ideas for box elder bugs? By far the worst season ever. They are everywhere. So we talked about that. Yeah. Call you for...
Because a lot of fields were growing soy this year. So with the rotation of crops, different pests are attracted to them. And when those crops come down, they're displaced. And that's why we see them on our houses.
How do you prevent these box elder bugs from invading our south windows?
Yeah, get a barrier treatment done on the outside. That's what we do, and it will help with so many other things, too, so many other pests.
Or call Sarah and move. 312-981-7200. I think you covered it because of the soy fields. Why are there so many this year? David and Provost, I dealt with mice crickets. Is that such a thing?
I've dealt with... crickets?
I have dealt with mice crickets. I've caught probably 15 bats in my time. Let them go, of course. Anyway, once a barn swallow was in a vent pipe, put a rolled up towel in one leg nylons, it climbed up and out, wrapped in a pillowcase and release. My point, I guess, is that someone is trapped, but not everyone wants to be hands on. Okay, thanks for your time. Love, Pest Lady. I don't know where.
Wow. I mean, okay. So my comment on that is, hey, get some vent covers or some screens so that nothing gets in there in the first place. How about that?
All right. 847, I showed you the text about the lady in the attic. You want to address
that? I'm verifying some things. But yeah, so if a problem is originating in an attic, or if you've been a customer and we've already got some stuff going on up there, we will absolutely continue that. But safety first. And if your attic doesn't have a proper floor, then we care about our guys' safety. And so we have to really be prepared for that kind of request. But it's not, attics, of course, is not an occupied space. So, of course, there's going to be a lot of activity up there. But unless it's specific, there's a specific reason for us to go up there, then it's not part of the normal thing. So,
okay, got it.
Well, call us. Fair. We'll talk about it. We'll figure it out.
847, I don't know if this is a joke or not, but what does it mean when the tip of your silcox is dripping? So if somebody has an outdoor spigot that's dripping.
I would buy a hose cap.
Okay.
Brass hose cap.
If that was a serious question, there you go. If it was a joke.
Gotcha.
Kind of funny.
And make sure the water is flowing away from the house, because if you've got water backing up towards the house, that's a pest magnet right there.
There you go. You should hire her to be a silcox expert right there. She
can side business.
No, because insects like water.
It's true.
Right? Yep.
They need water to survive. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more text. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. I promise, Sarah. I promise, Mike. I promise, Steve. You all have text messages. We'll be back after these messages. 312-981-7200. Appreciate everybody listening. I know it's a late show. We got lots of calls and lots of text messages. I appreciate it. Here's Stephen Leahy. 847, as usual, enjoying your show. It's a bright spot on a cloudy day. I love your guests. You guys make me laugh. Just wanted you to know, investigative is a legitimate word. You were right in your usage. Thumbs up. I'll take a texter over your...
Say that word again.
Investigative.
I think it's investigative.
Well, I think
you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emphasis.
It's like saying wash or wash or milk or milk.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean,
milk.
Investigative.
It's like saying orange or orange.
I think Florida. No, because there are certain areas of the country that would adopt that, and I don't think anybody adopted
Steve,
that.
Steve, our texters and our listeners are never wrong. Okay, 847 says I'm right.
Investigative.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. What is the cost, Plumber Boy? high cost. What is the cost to replace a 40-gallon water tank? And what brand water tank do you think is the best? That's from Bernard in Chicago.
Hi, Bernard. Yeah, we use State water heaters or Bradford White. Those to us would be the two tops. You know, the State water heaters are manufactured by A.O. Smith, which has kind of got a name for the best product out there. A standard 40, you're looking at around $1,300 or $1,400. But if you want an exact quote, all you've got to do is take a picture and text it to us at 847-406-8883.
Stephen A. Leahy, a texter sent in a rambling text, so I'm going to break it down. The services that you provide for business owners and for tax preparedness and for tax reporting. Can you just dive a little deeper into that for our listeners who are self-employed, who are, for lack of a better term, a complete train wreck in their record keeping? What type of services do you provide to those listeners?
Well, a couple different things. First, we help people set up a system, right? And that's the first thing you have to do. No matter what business you're in, you have to have records. You have to keep good records. And you can't guarantee that you won't get audited, because sometimes they pick up people at random. So you always have to. So first, if you keep a good records, you're not going to get audited.
Yeah.
And if you do, you're going to have the records. One thing I think we talked about last time I was here, the software today that's available. You don't have to be a software engineer or even know anything about have any technical skills or know anything about accounting.
Just take a picture of a receipt.
You could take a picture of a receipt and email it to your system. And I'm going to talk about AI again, because these systems have AI. And most companies use the same vendors, have the same similar expenses every month, and your system recognizes it. So you don't have to categorize them all together. And a lot of these systems are, you can find someone anywhere in the world, because it's all online.
Yeah.
And so you can find someone at a reasonable price to help you if you don't know how to do it. You don't have to know how to do it, but it's got to be done whether you know how to do it or not.
Right.
And so
you offer those services?
Yes, we do. So we help people set it up. We do it. We do bookkeeping too, but not as much as we just help set up your business, set up the system for you, the bookkeeping system, and then we help people do their taxes. And when you get all of that in place, then you can do something else called tax planning.
Yeah.
Now you can plan for the future and save money on your taxes. That's the key. But you have to have all those things in place before you can do the tax planning. Most people think, well, you know, I'm a small business. I can't do these structure. I'm just going to go about. That's a mistake. Right. Most, if you are a sole proprietor or even a one member LLC, I think it's a mistake, because you have all these red flags for the IRS to pick you for an audit. And that's what you don't want.
262, I'm a 74-year-old and collect Social Security and have Medicare deducted from that. Okay. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. Now I have a part time job and I have Social Security and Medicare taken out of my pay. Hold on. There's more. I don't get this. This is according to the texter. Now I am paying half again as much for Medicare than before I got the job, which pays me less than $8,000 a year. Your thoughts?
Well, payroll tax is half of it. Right? It's 15.3%. Usually, if you're a W-2 employee, right, your employer's paying half of it. I think when you're talking about you paying it out of your Social Security, you're talking about a Medicare like Plan A or Plan B, which is not Medicare. It's an insurance on top of the Medicare to help pay for some of the deductibles. So that's, you know, you're not going to get it. You can't get around Medicare if you're working, because that's part of the payroll tax.
Phone number.
312-664-6649. If you're running your own business, you should get on my email newsletter list. Go to WGNTaxman.com. Sign up. We just need your email address, and we'll send it out to you whenever I do three or four a week. Fight back now.
Oh, the button worked.
And that was a lot better than like an hour ago when you completely fumbled all over yourself and couldn't get that out. Well done. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Sarah Leonard, I've got a situation here I want to share with you. Okay. I want to, and I I drove out to Des Moines, Iowa to meet with our team in Des Moines. There was a room full of realtors and insurance agents who never has experienced a down market. They got into the business after 2017, and all they've seen is the rocket ship up.
Yep.
They've never seen a plateau is another word, and then come back down, which we're about ready to experience. You've experienced it.
Yeah.
And it was eye-opening, so I want to share something that I shared with them, and we're going to be doing this type of talk. My guys heard about it here in Chicago, and they're like, why are you going all the way out there to Des Moines and do this? Why don't we do it for our realtors here? I'm like, it's a lot less driving for me. It's a great idea. Let's do it. So we're going to come back. I've got an example.
Okay.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200, text, photo, and call line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this
morning? I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Disappointed not to hear your show this AM. Happy as a lark to hear it this afternoon, Diane. In Barrington. See, it sounds a lot better with alcohol. That's all I'm going to say. Okay? As your mom would attest. So here. Ready, Sarah?
Yes, I am.
You buy your house 2 years ago at 450. Okay? You put 20% down because you hate PMI, even though PMI, there's nothing wrong with PMI.
Right.
$90,000 down payment. Okay. The rate, if you buy it today, right? Buy it today, 450, even though it's not now's not the good time to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Rate would be about 7.75 ballpark. Principal and interest payments, $2,579.
Okay.
There you go. You want to wait for a couple of years because you think rates are going to come down to 6.25, just in this example. And I think they will. Okay? So we still have a good demand out there with the rates in the 7s and the 8 because people are numb. That's right? Our listeners are numb. Would you agree with that, Counselor?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's going to happen in 2 years, Janelle? Listen closely.
I am.
What's going to happen... Okay, because you're looking to buy a home. What's going to happen when rates drop to 6.25 and all of the listeners that couldn't afford a home when the rates went over 6.25, they're going to do what?
Try and go buy.
And they're going to come out in swarms because they're going to
supply and demand, baby.
They're going to think that 6.25 is like running through the streets naked.
Yep.
Okay? So you buy that house on a regular 3-5% appreciation, mm-hmm. that $450,000 house in 2 years would probably be worth about $500,000. Okay? Just safe. It's going to cost you now 20% down, extra 10 grand, because you had now a down payment, 20% is $100,000. So it costs you 10 grand extra to buy that same home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Rate, yes, is a lot cheaper, 6.25. Your principal and interest payment, instead of being $2,579, is now $2,463. It's a $90 difference.
Crazy.
Okay, what? Now, hold on. What do you think you're going to do with that 7.75% loan when rates are at 6.25? Mike?
Refinance.
Thank you, Mr. Plumber.
That's ding, the ding, plumber. Ding.
Okay, what's going to happen? You're going to take your mortgage, and you're going to refinance it down to 6.25-ish, and the payment's going to be $2,186. So by waiting 2 years,
yeah,
you lost the opportunity to gain $50,000 worth of equity, plus... you've lost the opportunity to refinance down, and your payment's $277 less than if you waited for the market to get better and the rates to come down.
Yeah.
That is what I taught the realtors in Des Moines. That is what I'm going to teach the realtors. Well, I already taught it to the realtors, so if you're listening, you're probably not going to come. But I'm going to have a session for realtors. How to survive this market. I got into this 23 years ago. I've seen 4 of these. I love these markets. Because it's like a huge colonic for the real estate industry.
We need it.
And a huge colonic for the mortgage industry.
Yep.
Google colonic, kids. All right? They're fantastic.
Or don't.
I had a backache. My chiropractor said go for a colonic, and I felt great. Don't know what it had to do with my back. It was a whole different experience. It felt like a car radiator getting flushed. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right, we got 6 minutes. How valuable is that information when you talk with borrowers?
It's very valuable, and people just, they don't know what they don't know. And so I think educating people as to how they can educate their clients and go through those different scenarios, it really, really helps.
What's your phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you and talk to you in the event that they have somebody that is looking to transition into the other side and they have, or they have already passed and they have a home to sell?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
All right. Free consultations if our listeners want that.
Yes, sir.
Can you quickly tell the story about our friend in with the eyebrows, the 60-year-old listener? Can you quickly tell that story?
I went to a listing appointment for one of our listeners, and when I walked in the door, we were just having normal conversation.
What town again?
It was
EP.
Elmwood Park.
Yep.
So he was really focusing on my face and eye contact, and all of a sudden I realized what he was doing, and he was looking at my tattooed eyebrows. So I called him out. He profusely started sweating. I got real. He was so uncomfortable, but it was funny.
Right.
I love it, man. I love it.
I know a bunch of people from Elmwood Park, and I could just imagine the guy going, "Oh my God, I'm busted. Looking at your eyebrows. I'm looking at your eyes. Yeah, busted."
I wonder if Jeremy got that kind of response when we talked about his perm on the air.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I thought that was natural. That's a perm?
Well,
oh, no.
Nobody knows.
Well, I can tell you what, that motor oil crap he puts in his hair, don't put him by a flame because he'll go up. Boom. Janelle, if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
Yeah, if anyone needs a free quote from Rose, contact us at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or go to rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.
And again, you will go up into attics under certain circumstances.
Yeah, right? It's all about safety, folks. It's like, you know, if you have an attic that doesn't have a floor, you can't just send anybody up there. We've got to be prepared for that. So we'll talk about it, you know.
All right, yeah. Phone number one more time.
Yeah, 1-800-GOT-PESTS. And I want to tell everybody, if you're a realtor listening to this show, that was why I talked about box elder bugs. My realtor friend almost lost a deal because the plague of box elders at her final showing was almost a deal breaker for folks. And so if you need help getting that deal done, we can help take care of the pests for sure.
All right, phone number one more time.
1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Mike Epping, Center Guard Plumbing, the opportunity for the gift card, one more time, 10% gift card opportunity.
Yeah, whatever you spend, we're going to give you a 10% additional savings on whatever you're going to give for a gift.
So you spend $1,000, you get $1,100.
Yes, sir.
I think that's great for those listeners out there that know that a family member doesn't need anything, but you know their hot water's 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay?
Or they have that toilet that you go to the bathroom every time you go to their house, and it doesn't stop running, and it drips, and it's disgusting and needs to be replaced. Or the shower that when you stay over, and the shower looks like it's from 1942 and needs to be replaced. That's the sort of gift that you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Something, you know, instead of giving a gift that really isn't used or not that important, I mean, why not do something for them in their house that will save them money?
Phone number one more time.
847-406-8883.
Great show, David. It's also a colonic for home inspectors. I don't know what that means, but
flushing them out.
Flushing them out.
That's right.
Yes.
I guess anything that has to do with real estate is it's weeding them out.
Listen, I see what he's right. It blows the people out. Listen, if you want to learn how to survive this market, I've done it four times. I've been through four of these markets. I'm going to hold the class, and you're more than happy to come. It's free, right? And we'll even feed you lunch, which I know Steve and Aleigh will show up to that because we're going to give them lunch. I'll let you know more about it. We'll talk more about it on future shows. But the realtors and the referral partners in Des Moines, Iowa, that I spoke with got a big bang out of it, so we're going to do it here.
What do you always say about free?
It's the best four-letter word in the English language that starts with an F.
I wanted you to say that.
Yes.
I like
that. For listeners wondering, we've got a minute, and then they're going to turn the mics off.
Okay, for this what I want to tell people. If you're having some financial issues, call me, and try to set up. Again, we talked about not taking money out of your retirement plan to pay credit card debt. Okay. So sometimes you don't know what you said, right? You don't know what you don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so call, if you, instead of ignoring it, call me, 312-664-6649, and I'll be happy to talk you through it, see what so we have. And if you're a business owner, sign up for my email newsletter, go to wgntaxman.com, and you get a picture of David Hochberg.
Yes, clothed.
You have to sign, as
Donald Duck.
You have to sign up for the other website to get other pictures.
OnlyFans.
We won't talk about that because we haven't cleared it with Nextstar Legal. All right, if you want to reach me during the week, 855-56-DAVID, go to 56david.com. We're back here on our regularly scheduled show next Saturday, celebration of one Joe Hogle. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go Blackhawks, go Bears, go Bulls. Have a great weekend.